Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barman, and with me is Karen Czech. Karen came in fourth place in the last contest, and she had a great transformation. And so I've finally got her on the phone. I've been going back and forth over the past week trying to set up some times. I actually been sick, so I don't, a few people listening might realize I've had to cancel a few interviews, and that's just because I think I got the flu. So anyways, Karen, your transformation was fantastic, and I know you said you were you're not necessarily a bikini person, but I think you looked great. So just let me, how do you feel like so far, went right now, like after seeing your pictures, like your before and afters, like what did it, when the first time you actually looked at them side by side?
Oh, I couldn't believe the difference. And it was amazing. And even all my family and friends were like, but I don't remember that you were that big. So it was nice. They all really liked the after picture.
Sure. And so now now that's an interesting thing you said, because a lot of people are saying that the people don't remember what you used to look like.
Yeah, they don't obviously see me in a bikini, but in clothes, I guess I hide it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of gain weight, like, uniformly through the whole body, not just one area. So it's
right.
Kind of like the same shape, but just bigger.
Right. So it ends up relatively hidden. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's the clothes factor. A lot of people, you can get a certain size and it's still hidden under your clothes. And then, I mean, you have to get really, really big for it to start showing through your clothes too.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, okay. Let's just start with how did you find us anyways?
I found you, I believe, through a turbulence training in Craig Ballantyne.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I had some of his programs and he had a contest and I noticed that most of the people that won were doing Eat, Stop, Eat.
Mm-hmm.
So then I looked up Eat, Stop, Eat and Brad, and I started incorporating that into what I was already doing. And then I saw that Venus Index was coming out. So
were you on board with Venus right at the beginning?
Yep.
And did you start? Okay, so this is interesting. Everyone's got a different story here. Did you start right away or did you?
No. I started at the con. I think I just found it. When did you guys actually go live?
November.
Yeah. I think I got it right when you came out, but I was finishing up another program, and then it was the holidays, and I said, okay, in January I'm going to start again, and then I heard about the contest, and that's when I started it.
Okay, so let's talk about the contest. Did you have any hesitation jumping in, or did you just be like, I'm just going to do this?
No, I was ready to finally commit 100% and lose the weight that I've been trying to lose for like 10 years.
So you had no waffling. You just said I'm doing it, and that was it. Okay, that's great, and I'm glad you said that. And that's how it has to be done. I think you just have to commit and then off you go. Because what's the worst that can happen?
Exactly. Yeah, I think I was going to start a turbulence training one in January,
mm-hmm.
and I think I actually did start like a couple days the week before. And I'm like, you know, I really think that Venus Index is going to work better for me. So I stopped it and then just started the contest.
Well, that's
very glad that I did.
That's music to my ears. talking about turbulence training then, and Craig's actually a friend of Brad and ours, and he's just down the road too in Toronto, so
yep.
He's not that far. Give us your history, your training history and your diet history. I don't know, however.
Well,
the Cole's notes on however far back you can remember.
Well, I was always an athlete, and I played a million sports all through school and even in college. And after college, up until about I turned 30, 31, I kind of stopped everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did Body for Life. I did P90X. I've tried them all. And the bottom line is the food. I think the big thing was the food. Eating five times a day, you know, the protein, choking down protein shakes and the eggs, and I just can't do that.
And so were all those programs similar that way, or did any of them?
Yeah, Body for Life, P90X, Chilean Extreme, all of them are eat five times a day, you know, have two snacks and drink protein drinks, and it's just too much, way too much. I never really had any results. I worked out. I did all the workouts, worked out really hard, but the food was too much.
Right. And did you ever clue in that that was what the problem was, or did you just think you weren't doing something right?
Well, I also have a really bad thyroid problem. I have like really, really low thyroid, so it's kind of really hard for me to lose weight. And I kind of attribute it to that. And I had a feeling it was too much food, but I was just following, like, okay, well, they said to eat this many times. And even if it is healthy food, it's just too much.
Yeah, I don't even know how that many times a day, especially for anything besides a huge bodybuilder, you know, any man or woman who's smaller than a pro, I don't get how that, I mean, that would just turn into like 150 calorie meals or
right.
200 yeah. So.
They're telling me to eat 1,500 calories or 4, and I'm like, there is no way I'm supposed to eat that much food. But I never really counted the calories. I just like try to eat healthy, like carrots or chicken, and, you know, not fattening food all those times, but healthy, but it still, I'm sure, added up to way too many calories.
Right. And then, well, obviously worked when you did our stuff. So I guess that's a good, how'd you change that? How'd you change the diet for our stuff?
Well, I started, the fasting days. I think it's the key because you save all those calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on the days that I did eat, I counted the calories and kept it under, I was supposed to have like 930 calories a day.
That was your target?
Yep. To have a 3,500 calorie deficit for the week. And that's what I did. And I didn't always keep, it was usually around 1,000, 1,100 calories on the days that I ate, but then on the days that I fasted, you know, I made up for that.
Right. And then did you do anything as far as weekends or social stuff? Like, would you, like, how strict were you? Like, everyone's got their own pattern they did?
Yeah. I tried to fast twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how exciting my weekend was going to be, I would try to do a third day, but a third day was kind of hard. I really could not do that. So I tried to be good all week long because we have, we go to the Red Wing games. I'm from Detroit. So we go to Red Wing games. We go to Lions games. We go to Tiger games. That's even if you're just having a beer, I mean, that's more than you want to have when you're trying to lose weight.
Oh, yeah. You got to really be tight during the week if you know you're going to go to events on the
exactly.
weekend.
Exactly, yeah. So that's basically what I did. I would look at every weekend and what I had going on and then be really good during the week so that I could have fun on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it was just a boring weekend, I would continue being good the whole week.
Right. Okay, so that's just, that's about par for the course of what people have been doing lately.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your, do you have any, like, kind of an aha moment or anything that, was there anything that stuck out like really different with us versus what you used to do?
Well, just the whole calorie counting. I think I did it much more old school than it sounds like everybody else did with their counting calories on the internet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a calorie counting book for $9 at Borders.
Yeah.
And a little notebook. And every time I put something in my mouth, I would write down the calories and keep track of it that way. And I'm telling, that is the key right there. Is the eating portion for me was what was different from all those other programs.
And did you notice yourself seeing food? Like I have one of those, I have the same kind of book you have. It's like a super, super fat, like handbook. It almost looks like a brick. There's so many pages. do you like look at food? Can you eyeball it now? Like, did you ever get used to it to the point where you didn't even have to write it down, or did you write it all the way through?
I did write it pretty much all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And but I was, it made me really consider what I was considering eating. I would really think about, was it really worth it to put that in my mouth right now? So it really, seeing it in black and white right in front of me was key for me.
Right. So along with that, did it change how you chose foods? Like, did you have, talk about that.
Well, I'm not going to say I never ate a piece of pizza or a cookie, but on the days that I really needed it, it was worth the 200 calories to eat it.
Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I a lot of times I would say, oh, I'm hungry. I want to eat. I feel like this. And then I would look it up and go, oh my God, no, I don't really want that.
Yeah.
How about grapes or something?
Yeah, and then you can change your mind pretty much that easily if you actually know what the caloric load is. I don't, it's just, I don't, man, I don't know why everyone's rallying against the idea of calories. I
I
think
know.
it's smarter to be aware. Like, how do you feel now after the contest? Are you basically, in general, aware of categories of food and how much, like, can you eyeball it now?
Yeah, pretty much. And I have my favorite foods. I kind of wrote a list of the stuff that I ate a lot, so I wouldn't have to look it up. I just knew. And yeah, the stuff that I eat a lot, I know what they are and whether it's worth it or not.
Well, yeah, it's a matter of raising the awareness, that's for sure.
Yeah, totally. Because I never really knew. Now when I got the book, I looked up like Taco Bell or whatever, and I was like, holy moly, no wonder you can never lose any weight. I
Oh,
had no
yeah.
idea. I knew they were probably a lot, but I didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. I don't think people realize at all how many calories are in just about, even a salad. If you go out for a salad, depending what the dressing is, you can be up well over 1,000 calories
Exactly, yep.
in a commercial.
But
Like
you think
Brad
you're
Pe
being healthy because you're eating a salad.
Yeah, oh yeah. Brad Pelon's favorite salad at a particular restaurant chain is about 1,500 calories.
Oh, God.
And he didn't realize it. He just
Yeah.
he thought there's just no way. I don't care how, I don't care how thick the dressing is. There's no way a salad can be that high. And then he looked it up and yeah, it's right on their website. And I mean, if anyone has a vested interest in reducing the calorie count on a website, it would be the company, but they just listed it as it was.
Exactly. And I do tend to do that now. Before, like if I know I'm going to a restaurant, I'll look it up and see if they have the menu and the nutrition value online and kind of get it in my head what I could eat or what I'm willing to eat so that when I go there I know what to order.
Right. And so, okay, so let's talk about like what are you doing kind of for maintenance right now?
Well, I do still want to lose weight, but I'm just kind of I've never really done maintenance before, so this is a new thing for me, trying to figure it out.
It's a new thing for almost everybody who loses
Yeah.
weight. Yeah.
So.
So are you just kind of doing more of the same, but just loosening up in general on the calories?
Yes, that's pretty much
Yeah.
it. And I just, the new contest starts, so when I did not hit my BI numbers, so I probably could still lose another, honestly, probably 10 to 15 pounds, and I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But,
Are
so
you
I.
going to enter the next contest?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. So I guess for everyone listening, I don't know when this will be posted, but we're actually recording 2 days, I guess, before, right?
Yep, Monday.
So okay, so then that okay, that's awesome. So speaking of that, what did you do? We also get into the workout stuff now. So what did you do? Did you just follow the base workout? Do you have certain like what did you
Yep, I did the base workouts 3 times a week,
do? Mm-hmm.
and then I added in 2 turbulence training interval, 20-minute things.
Did you do them on off days or on the same days or what did you
No,
do
off
there?
days.
Right.
So 5 days a week I worked out.
Okay.
Usually lift like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and run Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I like to have
So,
my weekends free.
yeah, for sure. So you just make it like your job during the week.
Yep, I actually get up at 4 in the morning, and
Oh.
I work out in my basement. So I get out of bed and go down there and get it over with, and then my whole day I have to myself, go to work or whatever. But I don't have it hanging over my head like I have to go home and work out.
Right, you feel you just that works better for you?
Yes, totally.
Yeah. And then as far as the so then your cardio was contained to those other 2 days?
Yep, Tuesday and Thursday. I'd get up and I'd run for 20 minutes.
So, okay, and then turbulence training stuff with that?
No, I meant just like the high intensity interval training.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay, I got you.
That's what
That's
I meant by
it.
turbulence training. I
Right,
burned
I
it,
got
man.
you. You were doing intervals.
Yeah,
I'm
intervals.
starting to pick up what you're putting down.
Yeah, sorry. So no, I
And
just
it's
did your program,
right.
lifting your way, and then 2 cardio intervals.
Right. And so as far as the workouts, like how did you was that a new was our style new or how does it compare to the other ones you've done, I guess?
I really like the exercises. I've done most of them. I never did curtsy lunges before, and I actually really like those. But I don't. I mean, I've always lifted weights, and I like that it was a woman's program as opposed to all the other programs I've done were for men, but women could do them also. And they
Oh,
had,
right.
pull-ups and, well, I'm never going to be able to do a pull-up.
So, yeah, okay, no, yeah, totally understood. So it's not like a converted thing, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed, I actually really enjoyed all the workouts and the way they were set up. I didn't so much like the first week of every cycle, but the circuit ones I really liked.
Oh, the way they changed. Do you have the circuit program?
That's what I'm going to do now. But I mean, the first week, you know, the first week of every cycle, you did 3 sets of push-ups and then 3 sets of curtsy lunges. I liked it better when they were spread out.
Yeah, it's a straight set paradigm at the beginning. Then it changes and changes. And okay, that's interesting. Did you actually like it to come back after they change, and then they go back and at the first week?
Yeah.
Or you just don't like that?
I don't like the first week. I didn't like it.
well, Karen, I'm sorry. Maybe I can come up
Did
with a different first week.
Change that on the next round?
Yeah, just for you. We'll come up with a special first week for you. Oh man! Well,
it
I'm glad
you're... when you had to do them all together like that.
Yeah, but there's a reason. There's a reason.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I did it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you did it. Okay. So as far as what would you, if you were give me some advice. What advice would you give to another woman in your position who wants to, like you said, has been trying a bunch of stuff and really wants to make a change this time?
Just stick with it and keep trying. And do every workout. Don't miss a day. Be consistent with the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And really keep track of your calories, because that's the key.
That simple, eh?
Yep. I tell everyone this is the simplest diet, exercise, I mean, not exercise, but the simplest program that I've ever done in my life, and it's the first one that's actually worked.
And it's
a no-brainer. Count your calories. What a concept.
Yeah, it's amazing. It takes us forever to convince people.
Oh, I know. I'm like, why did this take me 10 years to do this?
I don't know. Why did it?
I don't know.
Oh, well, at least you did it.
I did, finally.
Yeah. I don't know. I think people want to believe it's more complex because it gives them an excuse why they've failed.
Truly. I mean, this is so easy. Count what you put in your mouth.
Yeah. I mean, we're preaching to the choir. I don't really think – I don't really – there's nothing else to be said about it. I just don't know why people can't actually wrap it. So did your friend, the people you talked to, think that what wasn't possible, or
do they think it was impossible?
Well, when you said it was that simple, were they like, no, that can't work?
Oh, well, no, because they saw that it did work.
Oh, right. I guess. So were you covert about it, or did they know all along? Like, who'd you recruit for social support?
My friends at work are all really nice, and they'd ask me how it was going, and, you know, on the fast days, I'd be, oh, I can't go to lunch today, I'm not eating, and they're like, oh, okay, you know, I was lucky, everyone was really, really supportive, my husband was very supportive, and my mom and dad and stuff, so I had a good group of people around me, no one was negative about it, and when people started to ask me, well, what are you doing, I'd say, oh, a couple fast days, and then count your calories, oh, you know, of course, oh, well, fasting's not good. I said, no, it's really not that bad.
Right, yeah, the typical blowback for fasting.
You know, for people who have never exercised in their life and don't really know.
Right.
So I'd be like, well, no, it's not that bad.
It sounds a bit odd the first time you do it.
Right.
Like, I was even, when Brad first brought it up, I'm like, really? And then, so I did one. I'm like, oh, yeah, I see.
Or they say, oh, well, I couldn't do that. I have to eat every couple hours. I'm like, well, yeah, for years, I ate every 2.5 hours, you know, 5 times a day. But it's really not that bad after the first or second time. You're used to it.
Yeah, for sure. So throughout the contest, when did you actually notice on yourself that things were really changing?
Well, I was steadily losing weight. Like every week, I could lose anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds. I don't know when I really noticed that I had lost. Well, my clothes just kept getting looser and looser, and I wanted to be 140. I wanted to hit 140. That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I was at VI or not, that's what I wanted. And I ended up getting to 139 on the very last day. So I
mission accomplished, right?
Yes, and I got one extra one. So it was funny though. You know, my goal kept changing because I thought I'd be at VI at 140.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was getting close to 140, and I was still like 5 inches away. And I'm like, holy moly, how much do I got to lose to hit my VI? So I'm not sure. I might have to be like 120 or 125 to hit it.
Well, how tall are you?
5'7".
Oh, you're 5'7". Yeah. So it does not really specific from one person to the other.
Yeah.
It is specific from one person to the other, and our ranges are just set from what we can guess at. Again, we're not 100% sure what you'll.
Right.
Eventually, that's why we kind of tell people eventually. Just ignore the scale. At some point, the scale kind of loses its importance,
mm-hmm.
and then it's more measurement. Well, that's actually an interesting thing. So you obviously had a weight goal, but now this time around, are you even going to have that, or is it just going to be a measurement goal?
No, I'm not sure. Oh. I would like to hit my VI, and I thought 140 would do it, like I said, so I don't really know what it would take to hit it.
Yeah, and towards the end, it may not be as... The changes may come with less the measurement changes may come with less total pounds change.
Right, yeah.
If that makes sense. So that's happened with a few people where their measurements have changed, but their weight kind of at the end, it doesn't really change that much. When I say at the end, I mean on their way to a VI.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is the 139 is the lowest adult weight I've ever been. So, and I'm totally happy with the way I look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I didn't change anymore, that would be fine.
Right.
But I've always wanted to look more. I've always wanted, like, cuts in my arm. I don't have those yet.
Well, keep going. You'll get them.
So that, I guess that would be the next goal, is to finally get those.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a good goal, though. That's the mirror goal and the measurement goal is always better than a weight goal, because that a weight goal can be deceiving, right? It can never. It will never tell you what you actually look like.
And it can be frustrating, too.
Yeah, totally. So, okay, so then I guess now that we're kind of towards the end of this, do you have any parting notes or kind of something you want to point out or say that we haven't really covered?
It's just really this, I mean, I've always worked out and I've always done the big diet things, but this whole system you got going on brought it all together for me and made it work in an easy way that can fit into normal everyday life and not make it so hard. Like, I'd go to work for 9 hours a day and come home and have to cook for 2 or 3 hours to make, you know, the 5 meals for the next day and dinner for that night. And it was like a second job. It's just too hard. You can't keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I feel like those programs are written by people like that don't have a job. Or
right, or their life, their job is to look good.
Yeah, and that's just what they do all day and assume
right.
Everyone else can do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a great program for everyday normal people that have jobs and families and activities and, you know, you can be good during the week and then go out and have fun on the weekend and not totally blow it. It's just really, really the easiest program I've ever done. And I've recommended it to tons of people. I know at least 4 people that have bought it already since the end of the first contest. So.
So you've your transformation sold them.
Yep. Mhm.
Mhm. That's pretty powerful.
What did you do?
Yeah. Well, and do you get that a lot now, or is that kind of faded now? That all the what did you do? Do people ask you for advice all the time now, or?
Just my one cousin, because she's doing it now, and so she emails me. What about this? What do I do here? And. You know, that's fine. I'm willing to help somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I tell everyone, if you do a transformation, that's sort of what ends up happening is you become.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the expert, but.
No, but whether
I'll give
you like
my
it
opinion.
Or whether you like it or not, all of a sudden people are going to be asking your opinion because you clearly can do something they haven't yet done.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty good, Karen. I really appreciate you being on, and I'm looking forward to having you in the next contest.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So for Karen Check, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.